Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, How to Soar in Chaos.
Speak the word.
If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31 in a New King James Bible. It says, Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, never faints nor grows weary. His understanding, he says, is unsearchable. Hallelujah. He says that he has given power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases his strength. And even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up like wings like eagles. And they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And we are going, whether we realize it or not, as I said, we're going to speak on eagles. We are going to soar like eagles over the turbulence. You know, friends, eagles don't rise high because of their strength. They ride the turbulence to great strengths. Eagles are famously known as the only birds that actively fly into storms and turbulent air rather than seeking shelter. You know, they soar above the storm by letting the storm's negative energy propel them upward. And the enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today. But if we keep our focus on that negative stuff, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed. And it's by focusing on Him, on Jesus, that we're going to get that strength and that courage and that energy. But like I said, you know, they soar above the storm by letting the storms, the negative energy, propel them upward. Saints, the way that we are as children of God are going to overcome our adversary is by wielding the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 6:17, in the God translation, it says, Also take salvation as your helmet and the word of God that the sword supplies. In Matthew 8:26, Jesus speaks to the chaos on the water. He does this showing his authority over the storms of life. And we are going to be, whether we realize this or not, we are going to be lifted by a higher power than anything on this earth. And we will not do it under our own strength. We can't do it under our own strength, but by divine design. Just like the eagle who seeks the turbulence, they use it for their advantage, and so will we. In Psalms 107, 29 and 30 highlights God's ability to calm any turbulent circumstances. And let me share this little story with you. I heard this a long time ago, and I've shared it before, but I feel like I'd like to share it again. There was a little eaglet, a young eagle, that ended up in the barnyard with some chickens. He scratched around for food like the other chickens because he thought he was a chicken. Like some of God's children that is listening to this message, they don't have a full understanding of who they are in Christ Jesus and what belongs to them. I know because I used to be a chicken. I used to be one of those chickens. However, one day, some eagles flew over and spotted the little eaglet and called down to the eaglet to fly with them. And the eaglet said, "Oh, I can't do that. I'm a chicken." And the other eagle said, "Oh no, you're not a chicken, you're an eagle." And so the little eaglet believed the eagles and so began to fly and soar with the other eagles. Friends, the turbulence of the times and the challenges of the days are upon us. And we're going to have to believe God. Amen. When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. And we're going to have to stand strong, knowing that we're not fighting this battle by ourselves. We're standing strong. The Word of God in Isaiah 40:31, it says, those, remember we said this before, and I'll probably read it again, that those who wait upon the Lord will soar like eagles and will run and not grow weary. Rather than being overwhelmed by the challenge, this verse means soaring above them instead of being overwhelmed by it. It symbolizes gaining a higher perspective, rising above life's difficulties. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when we're facing challenges, and we will, as God's soldiers, we will meet them head on. We will have some challenges in our lives. Jesus said we would. He said, you will have challenges. You will have trials and tribulations in this world. He says, but to be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world for you. And those of you that excel in English knows that the word but negates everything before it. So He don't want you to think about, I've overcome the world for you. He wants you to think on the part, I've overcome it for you. So, you know, we don't have to stand in fear. Praise God. There have been many times in my life when I've tried to avoid certain responsibilities or challenges. Funny thing, though, avoiding a problem does not solve it, but almost always makes it worse. I found that out the hard way, and I'm sure some in here has probably done the same thing. But thanks be to the good Lord, I've gotten better over the years, and I try to meet things head on and not just let it slip. Like I said, it will get worse. It won't get better until we deal with it, you know. But as Christians, warriors and soldiers, overcomers, we need to deal with it. We must move beyond mourning and feeling sorry for ourselves because of the challenges that we're dealing with today. For as God's soldiers, we must move forward to meet the problem with boldness, trusting God to give us the strength and the courage that we need to run toward our enemy, like David when he went up against Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. He didn't hesitate. He just picked up those little rocks, stones, and he ran right to him. But he knew when he did that, he was not going in his own power or his own might and strength. He said, I come to you in the name of God Almighty. And so it wasn't his strength, but it was God's strength. It's not by my might and my power that I'm able to stand up here and minister the word, but it's by the power of God and the Holy Spirit that rests and lives in me, because if it was up to me, I would probably be like the chicken and run into the hen house. But I never thought all those years ago, almost 30 years ago now, that he would call me to be a mouthpiece for him. But I feel so honored that he would choose me, but someone that doesn't have what most speakers and teachers and ministers have, you know, the training, the education, the this and the that. But I have found over the years, since I've become a Christian, which was late in life, about 30 years ago, that he's used me in powerful ways. He started me out in a jail with the 40-man cell, you know, washing off me a place on the surfy table to put my Bible. He was building humility, because at that time I had been what was known as a person of the world, really. You know, furs, diamonds, party. But God saw something in me. And God can take anything and anyone and turn it around and use it for His good, His glory. But I want you to know that God loves you. He loves all of us. And no matter what you're facing today, God can turn it around in a blink of an eye. He has blessed me so much and brought me so far that I stand in awe of the Lord. And I stand in amazement at the strength that God gives me. And I live on His Word. You know, in the Bible where it says, eat the Word. You know, if He says, I'm the daughter of Sarah, I'm the daughter of Sarah. And she grew greatly, so shall I. And she was healthy enough to give birth in her 90s. So I'm not going to wait to 90s. I'm not going to have no more. I wanted a boy and a girl, and I got two of each. You know, God always gives you double. Sometimes that's double good, and sometimes you don't know. But anyway, we work with it. But he says, you know, David, you know, he was just a little guy, but he ran right toward the enemy. And there's so many that today is just running right straight to the enemy, and God is just lifting them right up. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 6, tells us to trust God with all of our hearts and not to lean on to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, submit to Him, and He will direct our paths. You know, for sure, I'm quite aware that pain does have a purpose, and trials help us develop endurance and strength of character. Now I'd like to read this verse in Isaiah 40:31, coming from the Message translation. It says, "Why would you complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying that God has lost track of me? He doesn't care what happens to me." You know, there's times you wake up and you feel that way. You feel like, oh, God must have forgotten me, you know, because I've been asking for some particular thing for a long time now, so He must have forgotten me. But He hasn't forgotten. And He says here, "Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all that you can see or imagine." It says He doesn't get tired out. He doesn't pause to catch His breath. And He knows everything inside and out. It said He energizes those who get tired, like myself, and Brother Paul, and gives strength to the dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime will stumble and fall, He says, but those who wait upon God will get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and they don't get tired. They walk and they don't lag behind. Brothers and sisters, this is the way that the Lord wants us to live. Hallelujah. Think about the eagle. An eagle has incredible vision with an eyesight estimated at 4 to 8 times stronger than the average man. He can even see where he's going before he gets there. He can even see a rabbit more than a mile away. You know, and my point is this. As believers, we need vision. The church needs vision. You need a vision. For according to Proverbs 29:18, it says, without it, we'll perish. If we don't have a vision, we need to see the truth in the realm of deception and destruction and dissension and division. We need to see clearly as God sees. God will enable us to do that. Praise God. We need to ask God to give you a vision, because without vision, people perish, according to Proverbs. And the vision must be of the Lord and His kingdom. You know, there's not one challenge that people created in the image of God that He cannot meet. There is not one issue, not one need that can't, together with God's guidance, His wisdom, and His direction, and divine oversight, meet. There's nothing with His help that we can't do. In all these turbulent times, our shepherd will lead us by the still waters, calm by His presence, according to Psalms 23. He is the one that brings peace, friends. The peace don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the presence of God. Amen. Remember that. I'm going to say that again. True peace don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the peace of God. In John chapter 14:27, He said, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." Friends, He will even give us comfort and peace in the valley and the shadow, including death. He will prepare a table for us in the presence of all of our enemies and those who hate us. Friends, this is one thing that we must understand. The war is not on Christians. The war is on Jesus Himself. Jesus says they hated Him, and they will hate us too. In John 15:18-20, Jesus explains to His disciples. He says, "The world hates you. Keep in mind that it hated Me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own." You know, if we belong to the world and acted like the world, then they would love us too. He says, "As it is, you do not belong to the world," He says, "but I have chosen you out of the world. And that is why the world hates you," He says, "because I've chosen you. Remember what I told you," Jesus said. "A servant is not better than his master. If they persecuted Me," He said, "they're going to persecute you." Brothers and sisters, Jesus, the name that is above every name, it is the name that people don't want to hear. But it is the name they must hear, because He is the person, the only person they must know in order to know the Father. Can't know Him any other way. And John 14, verse 6 says, where Jesus states, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." And Philippians 2, verse 9 says, "The name above all names signifies the unparalleled authority and honor bestowed upon Jesus." Remember our beginning verse in Isaiah 40, verse 11, in New King James. He says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I'd like to conclude with this verse to remind you to be careful of who you listen to, and to know that your enemy never sleeps either. God never sleeps. Satan never sleeps either. He's always on the prowl. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, in the Message translation, it says, "Keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping." He said, keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into those hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. He gets the last word. Remember, God always gets the last word. He says the suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, and put together and get you right back on your feet immediately. I do believe that no matter what's going on in the world today, my friends, we are never alone, no matter how much we feel alone. And I do believe that we as warriors of the Most High God are always fighting our fights from a position of victory. Amen. We're not fighting our fight any other way. I really do that. But sometimes, you know, we were talking about getting a vision and how the eagles can see a mile or two down the road and they can see their prey, you know, the rabbit or whatever. We have to see. The Lord has always impressed upon me, beginning in 2005, I think, or four, because my husband passed away in 2002, and I was a widow for 7 years before Dave and I met, but we've been married 17 years next month. And so God, you know, he continues, you know, to bless, but I just continued on, you know, with my work. But he began to feed me things, and I have some business administration this long, you know, write it down. You know, so I have books upon books that as the Lord would speak to me, I write it down. Because the Lord, you know, he reminded me many years ago when he stole my husband, stole my home, stole pretty much everything I had. And I said to my sister one day, I'm going to have a place on the water again one day. And I didn't know where. I figured it'd be in North Carolina. That's where it was. But it was in Virginia Beach. Because we don't know God's plans. But the Lord put me in remembrance of that verse in one of his words that said, if you can identify the thief, he got to give it back to you seven times over. So I began to write it down. I'd write them, and then he'd give me the scriptures to verify what he was saying. And so I began to write down the kind of house I wanted, where I wanted, you know, this size and everything. He told me I would write books and do tapes, and at the time I was living on a fixed income as a widow. Because like I said, the enemy stole everything. But it doesn't matter from what point you're fighting from, but God wants you to know that you are fighting from the point of victory. All you have to do is be like the eagle. You've got to have eagle vision.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
You know, faith in a storm. I wrote this prayer for closing and pray this over all of you. So if you join me in prayer. Father, I lift everyone up to you in this time of the storm that rages against us. And I thank you that we do not have to be fearful, for you are our refuge and our strength.
Yes, Lord.
And ever-present help in trouble. Help us, O Lord, not to be given voice to words of fear and repeating evil reports, but to speak words of encouragement to each other. Help us to realize the power in our words and give us the wisdom to use our words to speak and call things that are not as though they are, to call things the way we want them to be and not the way they are. I pray, Lord, that we will put our faith in your abilities to rescue us.
Yes, Lord. Thank
to
you.
Save us from this raging storm and not in the abilities of the enemy, who is only trying to kill, steal, and destroy us by tormenting us with his spirit of fear. Thank you, Lord, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we will come out of this storm with victory, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word.